Let's take our Bibles, if you would, and turn to Judges chapter 14. Judges chapter 14, and we'll be looking at the story and the life of Samson this week as we look at lesson number 9 in Treasures of Darkness. Our lesson this week is entitled, Out of the Eater Came Forth Meat. Judges chapter 14, if you would look at that with me, please. And let's look in verse 5 of chapter 14. As we pick up the story here, we see the story of Samson. And this is just a heart-wrenching story in chapters 13 through 17. We see God's miraculous hand in it. And he's just an amazing Lord. He's so good and merciful. I thank God for that as he shows that to us once again here in this story. As we look here in chapter 14, Samson is going down to Timnath. He desires a wife of the Philistines. And as he goes down, we pick up here in verse number 5. And the Bible says, Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. If you'll look with me in verse number 14, this is a scripture memory verse. It's a portion of our lesson this week. It says here in verse 14, And he said unto them, he was speaking to the Philistines, Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And it's the title of our lesson this week. As we look at the lesson, I want us to notice the lesson aims, and I hope you'll share these with your class. Make sure they understand these are the aims of the lesson this week, the things that we're trying to learn and glean from this story. First of all, to realize that the devil seeks to destroy anyone that God desires to bless and use. Secondly, to see that God can use the most difficult things in life to nourish our souls and to bring glory to himself. To recognize that God cannot use us in a mighty way until our hearts have been broken. Also, to learn in the midst of suffering that the Lord Jesus is all sufficient, amen? And to know the sweetness of the Lord Jesus and to show others that he can help them in their time of need. As we look at the story of Samson, we know that Samson was one of the judges of Israel. The judges, as our lesson tells us, were military chieftains that God used to deliver his people. Now this part in the history of the children of Israel would take place after they had arrived in the promised land. We know this story begins in Genesis chapter 12 with God's call to Abraham. And God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. And as that story continues, we know that Abraham's grandson, Jacob, and his family ended up in Egypt through God's providence. But after 430 years of slavery, God would raise up Moses to deliver his children out of Egypt. And we know that those children would disobey God. They would not believe God at Kadesh, and they would disobey and not look to go into the land. And because of that, they would be punished and forced to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And we know during that time an unbelieving generation, a disobedient generation, would pass away in the wilderness, save two men that believed God, and that was Caleb and Joshua. Joshua would lead the children of Israel across the Jordan and into the promised land. And as he did so, Joshua faithfully served the Lord. We know he lived to be 110, and he died. And Judges chapter 2 tells us of this. And through the years of Joshua's service, as he led God's people, the Bible tells us in Judges chapter 2 that God's people were that. They were God's people. They followed God. They obeyed God. They followed the ways of Almighty God. But after Joshua's death, the Bible tells us that they began to fall away from the Lord and to follow after the strange gods of the Canaanite peoples who they had failed to drive out of the land of Israel. And so this is where the story picks up. And Samson would be one of the judges that God would use to deliver his people. God in his mercy, though his people would disobey time and time again, he would raise up a judge, men and women like Samson, to deliver his people, these military chieftains. And the story continues here as in Judges chapter 13, we see the miraculous birth of Samson. The angel of the Lord visits Samson's mother, Manoah's wife, and tells her that she would have a special son and that God was going to use him in a mighty way. And the angel had some very important things to say to her about this son, that he would deliver his people, deliver God's people from the Philistines, from their enemies. And the Lord revealed this to his parents and told his parents that Samson was to be a Nazarite. Now, we've heard much of the Nazarite vow as we've studied the Bible In the Bible, we know of three men that were Nazarites. There was Samson, obviously, we're speaking of today. Also Samuel, Prophet Samuel, and also John the Baptist. These three men we know to be Nazarites. And the stipulations for the Nazarite vow are given in Numbers chapter 6. And there are three things particularly that are mentioned about the Nazarites, that there no razor is to come to his head, they're to drink no strong drink, they're to touch no dead body. But I want you to notice in Numbers 6, 1 and 2, the primary thing, the thing that begins the list, the thing that really sets off the Nazarite and the Nazarite vow, is the fact that a person is separated unto the Lord. And those other three things were manifestations of their separation unto God. And our separation should be manifest in many ways, but separation comes from the fact that we're separated unto the Lord, not simply separated from things, but separated unto the Lord. And we know that God's presence in our life can crowd out those things, those disobedient things, those things that are unpleasing to the Lord. And we can mark Exodus chapter 33 and verse 16 as a wonderful passage that demonstrates that. But the word Nazarite means to be separate, and God had desired for Samson to be separated and for his work, and he had a special work for him to do. God chose Samson. He was not a perfect man. He demonstrated this many times. We even see this in our text in chapter 14 as he went down to Timnath to choose a Philistine for his wife. Here he was disobeying his parents, no doubt disappointing his parents, but God was still superintending. And God in his great care and watch care for his children, his people, would use this man, even in his disobedience, to deliver his people from the Philistines, even in the midst of Samson's disobedience. And our lesson tells us that God can work in a wonderful way through the darkest of circumstances. He appeared to be heading off into a deplorable condition, and no doubt he did enter into sin, but God in his mercy heard his cry, he heard Samson's repentance, and he used Samson to deliver his people, and used him mightily after he became a broken man. Used him mightily, and we know of this because that God was pleased with him because his name's included in Hebrews chapter 11 in the Hall of Faith. And I thank God for his mercy. That reminds me that I'm a weak and deplorable man, and even as a saved man, I disappoint my Lord. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it, but I thank God that he's merciful and that he's forgiving. And I can claim 1 John 1:9, confess my sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive me my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Amen? And I thank God for that tonight. Let's take a look at the lesson for just a moment. We see here the first point we notice tonight is the roar of Satan. In verses 5 through 7, I read to you a little earlier how Samson went down. He's going to Timnath, and while he was walking along the way, he becomes separated from his parents for a time, and a young lion attacked him. Now, this doesn't mean an incapable lion or simply a small lion, but this is a lion in its prime. No doubt, this lion sought to kill him and eat him. This was the eater in the story that would eat him. But God's spirit came upon him. God chose to bless Samson, and his spirit came upon Samson, and he destroyed this lion. The Bible tells he didn't just simply kill the lion, but he ripped it to shreds. He ripped it apart. There's a Palestinian custom that even continues into today where a strong man will prove his strength by ripping apart a goat. It's a pretty amazing feat in itself. But imagine Samson tearing apart a lion in its prime. The spirit of the Lord came on him. Now, many people have different pictures of Samson. I often picture him as a strong, muscular man. But I believe probably he was just an ordinary-looking man. And I'm sure that's one of the things that puzzled the Philistines, why they wanted to know the source of his strength. Imagine this ordinary-looking man taking this large, hungry lion and ripping it to shreds. It can only be done because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. God chose to use him and to bless him. Listen, in the same way that lion chose to attack Samson that day, and no doubt the devil would love for him to have been destroyed and eaten that day to prevent him from doing God's work that God had called him to do. In that same way, the devil seeks to attack us. We know, and we've been told many times and reminded, that the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he seeks to devour us in our life, there's no doubt. And he is after us constantly. And our lesson reminds us this, that Satan will pass by the cage door of your life 1,000 times to find it cracked just once. How ominous that is to know that I need to be on guard at all times. I thank God that it's not only my watchfulness that guards me, but it's God that guards me, and the Lord Jesus that protects me, the Holy Spirit that overshadows me and protects me from the attacks of Satan. And we can be prepared, we know, according to Ephesians chapter 6. But I thank God for his protection. The devil wants to devour me. He wants to devour you as the lion attempted to devour Samson that day. But we know that God's Spirit enabled Samson, and God's Spirit will enable us to fend off the devil and the attacks of the devil. And I thank God for that we can withstand the roar of Satan as Samson withstood the roar of the lion that day. Let's look at the riddle of Samson in verses 12 through 14. It says, "And Samson said unto them," this is in chapter 14 of Judges, "Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If you can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. But if you cannot declare it to me, then shall you give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle." No doubt a difficult riddle to understand. And as he used this riddle, no doubt Samson was thinking of the lion that he had killed only some time before. The lion was the eater, but out of that eater came forth meat, something to eat. And that's exactly what had happened in Samson's life. Now, as we look at this, we need to understand that Satan is an eater. As we told you earlier, Satan looks to devour us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy everything about your home, your family, everything about your life. He would have you not to be the effective Christian, the happy and joyous Christian that God and the Lord has designed for you to be. And many times as we live our life and we go through situations and circumstances, we honestly feel like we'll never make it. That this is it for us. That this is going to be the destruction of us, whatever it may be. Whatever the latest thing is that Satan's throwing at us and attempting to attack us with and destroy us with. Many times you may have been in the situation where this is it, I can't take it anymore. Satan wants to devour us, but as we look to the Lord, and we look at His goodness and know that, and ask Him to help us and to be with us, we'll find that in that terrible situation, our lesson reminds us that something nourishing will be given to your soul. Can you imagine that? That out of hardship and heartache and trouble, that you can find something nourishing for your soul? But that's exactly the way the Lord has designed it, and that's exactly what we can learn from this lesson. And we're reminded that God never uses a man in a mighty way until his heart has been broken. We should remember that. God never uses a man in a mighty way. And I know you desire to be used. I desire to be used of God. You realize that can't happen until our hearts have been broken. And we realize that, and we can see this from examples in the Scripture. Think about the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12, where he talked about the things that have happened to him. And remember what happened to Paul, how he was stoned and left for dead. He was beaten with 39 stripes. Oh, his life, so difficult physically in many ways. But he said in Philippians 1 verse 12, "The things which have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." God used those things, and he recognized that in his life. And we can recognize that in our own life, that the troublesome times, the times of darkness, God can use in our own lives to help us to grow in him so he may use us and even minister to others. Trouble, heartache, and sorrow born in the spirit of Christ will produce Christ-likeness. Those things will produce Christ-likeness. And I don't know about you, I desire to be like Christ. I don't know that I'm ready to go through the times of darkness. I know Christ will be with me. But I do desire to be like Christ, and he will use those times to make me more like him. So I must praise God for them. So we see then the riddle of Samson and how it applies to our life. Then lastly, let's look at the reward of the struggle. The reward of the struggle. The end of this riddle in verse 14 tells us that out of the strong came forth sweetness. And of course, we're reminded that Samson reached into that lion sometime later. He reached into that lion, and he took out of that lion handfuls of honey. Handfuls of honey, and he shared it with his mother and father. An unusual thing to find this honey within the lion that the bees had made there. But this sweetness, think about the sweetness of honey. We were reminded earlier today of needing to have sweetness in our Christian life. Sweetness reminds us of our Savior. Isn't our Savior sweet? He's so loving. He's so very kind. There's no doubt that he is. Think about the times where we've hurt. Think about the difficult times of darkness where we've gone through the dark valleys. And we've hurt, and Christ has been there. His Holy Spirit has been there to comfort us and to be there with us and to walk us through that valley. Those times, like we said, have been times that have become times of nourishing for our souls, where God has strengthened us. He's proven himself to us, that he loves us and that he'll never forsake us. Those times now have become places of sweetness in our life, the time we remember when God was sweet and real to us. And we see here, our lesson tells us, if we reach in where we have been hurt and where the Lord Jesus has come to our aid and helped us through, then he will bring out some heavenly honey. Heavenly honey. And we'll be able to say to others, this is what Jesus did for me. This is what Christ has done for me. The God of all comfort. This is how he touched my soul. This is how he delivered me. And that very same God will deliver you and be faithful to you. I thank God that He's a God of comfort. And I thank God that we can be His agents of comfort in this world as people go through times of darkness in their life. We see the reward of the struggle. As we go through hurt and heartache, as we go through times of darkness, we find that Christ is all sufficient and that He will be with us. Many great lessons to be learned here from the story of Samson. And I trust that you'll study these things out and share them in a way that's an enthusiastic way with your class this coming Sunday morning. Much truth to be gleaned. And let's pray that God will help us as we share this with folks. Let's bow our heads for prayer.